新理念英语阅读初中二年级第五册
Nico's List Story by Julia Wall Illustrated by Heath McKenzie When you hear this sound Turn the page Chapter 1 The Tickets
Why are you cutting your toenails in here?
Maria yelled at me in the living room
That is so gross.
Then she slammed the door and stomped off to her room. I knew why my sister was in such a bad mood. Her favorite band, the Sci-Fi Zombies, were coming to town, and she didn't have tickets. I turned on the radio. They were playing a Sci-Fi Zombie song. It was one of Maria's favorites. Luckily for me, it was the end of the song.
Great news, everyone,
the announcer was saying.Suddenly, I had an idea. I picked up the phone and entered the station number into speed dial. A few minutes later, I knocked on Maria's door. She was lying on her bed, mooning over a poster of Johnny Alien, the lead singer of the Sci-Fi Zombies. Hey, Maria, I said, guess what?
Go away,
she scowled and turned on her side. I just called Radio Rad, I said, and won a double pass to the Sci-Fi Zombies concert. Maria turned around.
You did not,
she said. I did too. They're sending me the tickets today, I replied.
But you don't even like them,
she said. No, I said, but you do. So if you're my slave until Friday, I'll give you the tickets.
What do I have to do?
Asked Maria. I knew she'd give anything to see Johnny Alien live. There are my jobs for a start, I said. This week, I'm on kitchen stuff.
I can do that,
said Maria quickly.
What else?
Cool, I thought. This was going to be a piece of cake. I don't know yet, I said. I'll let you know. Chapter 2. The List. That night, Maria did my chores while I put my feet up and watched TV. It was great. The next morning, I asked Maria for a ride to school. We go to different schools and normally I take the bus.
I'll be late,
she said. The Sci-Fi Zombies tickets had already arrived by courier. I pulled them out of my pocket. Not if we leave now, I said.And remember, you have to be my slave if you want to see your beloved. I weighed the tickets in front of her.
Johnny Alien is not my beloved.
But Maria turned red and picked up her car keys. It was great going to school in Maria's car instead of by bus. By the time I got to school, I'd thought of more things that Maria could do before Friday. I made a list. 1.Clean my soccer boots. 2. Wash my soccer gear. 3. Drop me off at the gym. 4. Help me with my homework. 5. Do anything else that I think of between now and Friday. That night, I showed Maria the list.
This had better be a good concert,
she said. Then she went and got my soccer boots from the hallway.
Oh, gross, Nico,
she said, looking at all the dried-on mud.
When was the last time you cleaned them?
For the next 2 days, my life was awesome. Maria did everything on the list, which meant I got time to put my feet up. Chapter 3. Cancelled. On Thursday night, Maria knocked on my door. What is it, slave? I asked jokingly.
I'm no longer your slave,
said Maria.
The concert's been cancelled. I just heard it on the radio.
Then she ran back to her room. Oh, well, I thought, it was good while it lasted. I decided to go and thank Maria for all the stuff she'd done. She was face down on her bed, and I could tell she was crying.
What is it?
She asked.
Lime, lime, lime.
I came to say thanks, I said, for helping me with my homework and all the other stuff. I'm sorry about the concert.
Yeah, right.
Maria turned away from me. I went back to my room and the phone rang. It was Radio Rad, saying sorry about the tickets and offering me something else instead. I knew exactly what I was going to do with what they gave me. Chapter 4, the CD. The next day, the courier was back. Hey, Maria, I said, I've got something for you.
Go away,
she said.
I don't want to talk to you.
Go on, I said, open it. Maria looked at the parcel. I could tell she was curious. Oh, well, I said, pretending to leave. If you don't want to listen to the new Sci-Fi Zombies double CD, I'll listen to it myself. Mousetraps was the Sci-Fi Zombies new CD. I knew Maria was saving for it. Maria grabbed the parcel from me and ripped it open.
Did you get this from Radio Rad?
She asked. I nodded. I guess I'm just lucky, I said. Having you for a sister, I added.
Oh, don't be such an idiot,
she said. But I could tell she was over the moon.